It's 5 minutes past 11, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Wasn't the first hour great? Weren't they great people who make such a difference, our Mayor and James Condon?
It's really good to hear about the university here in the hills and also about someone who's dedicated their life to service for God and the Salvation Army.
And I felt from James's voice was even stronger. As he said, finish well. I thought that was a really nice takeout.
It's good that everyone can finish well and hopefully can do well and leave a legacy as well. So, and talk about service. Do you want to introduce our guest in studio?
I do, because the organisation that Margot, who I'll introduce more formally in a moment, represents is outstanding. And I'm absolutely delighted to have in the studios Margot Hebbert, who is the Girl Guides Northern Region, if I can say Sydney Region Commander or boss, the big boss for the Girl Guides. And it's wonderful to have you.
Okay. Thank you. Good morning.
And good morning, Margot. Thank you for joining us in the studio this morning on Spotlight. It's always great to talk about different community organisations. And for myself, I was in the Boys Brigade, so I understand that very well. So any of my questions may come from that perspective of being the Boys Brigade and a male, but we won't delve into those differences. But just to get us started, I understand that the Girl Guides in New South Wales is celebrating a birthday.
Yes, we are celebrating 100 years of guiding in New South Wales. Guiding actually started way back in England, started coming together in 1909 when Robert Baden Powell, who was the founder of the Scouts, was surprised by how many girls insisted they wanted to be Girl Scouts. So they kept on pushing and eventually, pretty quickly actually, they were allowed to be their own group of Girl Guides.
That's absolutely fantastic.
So 100 years.
Yes.
Any celebrations happening
yes,
in this
so
time?
Yes, so we were to have a big centenary camp earlier on this year that had to be moved, and we're hoping now that we'll be able to do that in the September school holidays. It's going to be at Katoomba.
So if a girl wants to be part of Girl Guides, when can they start and how long can they continue? And obviously it's to quite a fair bit through life, maybe middle life, I'd say, not old age.
Yes, well, Guides really is for lifetime if you want it to be. So you can start from as young as 6 and go right through to 18 as a youth member. From then on, you can be what's called an OLAVE member, up to 30 years of age, going and doing all the fun things you want to do with other like-minded Girl Guides. And then there's also groups for those who've finished that part, the Trefoil Guild, and you can have great fun with people who were guides, and they extend guiding to any age group then. So
what was the name of the guild? I missed
Trefoil.
That.
Trefoil. T-R-E-F-O-I-L.
And what does that mean? I'm naive there.
Well, our badge that we wear has a trefoil shape and it's a badge that's recognised all around the world as a shape.
A trefoil. I learn something new every day. That's what I love about Spotlight, Jim.
Well, I was really interested because, listeners, if we're very fortunate because Margot is in the studio and we can see the great clothing that Margot is wearing, which is really representing the Girl Guides. On your right-hand side, you have a number of badges. Can you tell us a little bit about those? Because they look really interesting.
Yes. So the one at the bottom actually tells people how long I've been in guiding. And I'm up to 33 years. And it was one of those things that never, ever did I imagine would happen. The local group, North Ride Guides, where my two girls were, desperately needed a volunteer to help run the district. And so in I stepped, thought, well, I'll do it for a year. And here I am 33 years later and so much better for it. I have had an amazing journey.
And your voice tells Darren and I you still have such a great love and passion.
Yes.
Even more so in the sense of what you want to do. It really comes through.
Yes.
So that's the service award. What were the other badges?
So this one is the Order of Australia Medal. And
OAM we call it.
My OAM, that's right.
Fantastic.
And I achieved that when we were living in Ryde and I gained that for my service to the community of Ryde and to the youth of Ryde. Again, never would I have done any of this if I hadn't been involved in Girl Guides. I wasn't a guide as a child. It was just because of my own children being in guides that I took up the challenge as a volunteer and have never, ever regretted it.
We probably need you for about 3 or 4 hours because we'll never get through all these badges.
No, that's
just
right.
The badges and what it's they represent.
That's right, a long story. How does someone stay on, if I may use the word, rusted on, to an organisation like Girl Guides?
Well, a leader job is what could be your next thing. So over 18, you can train as a leader, very good training program available, and you can be a leader in your local area. There are units all through the Hills area, for instance, and you can go to a meeting once a week there where you learn lots of skills, especially leadership skills if you wish to, badges if you wish to, be very creative if you wish to. So there's all sorts of possibilities that can occur by you being a Girl Guide and being part of the group.
Margot, one of the interesting things, as parents and guardians and people of influence over people's lives, particularly young people, values play an important role.
Yes.
You're a value-driven, value proposition organisation. What do you mean by a value-based organisation?
Yes, so we actually make a promise when we become a guide or a leader. And we promise to do certain things that we'll do our best, that we'll be true to ourselves and develop our beliefs, to serve our community in Australia and Australia and live by the guide laws. And so we learn to respect ourselves and others, to be considerate, honest and trustworthy, friendly to others, make choices for a better world, use our time and abilities wisely, be thoughtful and optimistic, and live with courage and strength. All things that Baden Powell started us off on all those years ago in England.
And any parent, in my humble opinion, would want those values being very public signs of putting people together. Tell our listeners about the size of Girl Guides in New South Wales, for example.
Well, in Australia, we have 23,000 members, adults and youth. We are celebrating our 100 years, as we said earlier, in New South Wales, but even Western Australia had started earlier than us. So all over Australia we have guides who've been having those traditions going for 100 plus years. So do you know that even our mayor was a guide here in Ryde, and also our New South Wales Gladys Berejiklian.
The Premier.
So, yes, the Premier.
Wonderful. Yeah. And I was going to touch on that because you talk about 23,000 active girls and adults.
Yes.
For me, that kind of doesn't really encapsulate what community sees as the guides. And as we're talking, it hit me that it's all about the alumni who have been guides as much as who are guides as well.
Yes.
Can you just describe that a bit more for our listeners, those sort of people who have been guides and espouse those values we were talking about?
Well, they gain leadership skills while they're a child and while they're youth in guiding, and that's led them on to the jobs that they now play, the roles they now play. So they've gained those great skills just being in guides.
That's fantastic. Just before we go to the break, and I know in Boys Brigade it was all about the badges and my arm would actually droop with all the metal.
We do those too.
But I loved it.
Yes.
I actually loved it as a young person. Is that a big thing these days within an organisation like the Girl Guides?
We do have badges. You can choose to do them or not. It's something that's very fulfilling if you do. And there are peak achievement badges. So as in junior guides, so up till the 10-year age, they can do the junior BP if they wish. And then the BP for the next level up. And then up to 18, they can gain their Queen's Guide Award, which is a very prestigious award. So they can choose to do any of those or just enjoy everything that guiding provides.
Are the badges still metal as well?
There are, yes, plenty of metal ones, and there's a lot of ones that we sew on.
I like the metal ones. They seem to be something like you had your brass on.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. Well, we might go to a quick break and come back and find more about Girl Guides, particularly in New South Wales and in particular the northern regions of Sydney. You're on Alive 90.5 with Darren and Jim on Spotlight.
Alive 90.5. Proud sponsors Linden Electric have been best in class since 1977, providing unparalleled electrical expertise in commercial, industrial and laboratory solutions. This dynamic family-run team prides themselves on over 43 years' worth of client-focused results based on their core values of quality, safety and integrity. Linden Electric, experts in electrical, 9890 9663 or email james@linden.net.au for a booking. Station sponsor.
It's 20 minutes past 11, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
It's really delighted to have in the studios Margot Hebert, Girl Guides for Northern or Girl Guides for Northern Region of Sydney. It's a real delight to have you here this morning, Margot. And
thank
I
you.
Should say again, OIM, and I say that with the greatest respect for the great work that you've done. Going forward, are there many Girl Guides in and around the hills and associated areas that people could join?
Yes, we're very fortunate in the hills. We've got guide units for all those ages we've discussed at Kellyville, North Rocks, Baulkham Hills, Crestwood and Galston. And they all meet on different nights, so depending on what night your girl's available, there'll be a guide or junior guide unit for your child to attend.
Well, I'm hoping that grandparents and parents and guardians are listening here. One of the biggest concerns I have as an observation, Margot and Darren, is the continual emphasis upon technology. Don't get me wrong, love technology. I think it's fantastic. It plays such a vital role and will play increasingly. But a number of parents are saying to me, how do I get my kids off those things? And Girl Guides is a fantastic opportunity to do that. Am I correct?
So true. Once the girl gets to guide, she realises how much fun she's going to have and all the other wonderful things.
What type of fun, though?
Oh, right. Well, the actual unit meeting possibly will have some games in it, something creative, might be some learning, some environmental issues to talk about, might learn about how they're going off to go boating at our Girl Guide boating district at Concord. Might be something they're going off to learn about from plants, environment, whatever. There's so many different
and
things.
And do they go camping? Are there
Yes. So, yes, several times a year we go camping. Sometimes it's in a big hall, or it might be camping in a tent. It might be going away for a few days or going to a major camp as the one we're going to have in September school holidays.
That sounds fantastic. And they're very well supervised, of course, and all the precautions taken to ensure safety.
All the leaders are well trained, and both at the unit level when you go to the meeting at night, right up to all parts of the guiding.
And for our listeners, the police checks and all of those things, it gives some type of comfort to parents and different. So I'm really grateful for that.
Jim, I've just got a question for Margot, and it's about kids in school. And I think, and it actually goes back to the technology part as well. Kids may go to school, then they come home, onto the technology, parents may come home and gets a busy family life, and they don't really have that interaction outside of school. Is Girl Guides something that can give that extra interaction with their peers away from school?
Yes, and very definitely it's a great advantage to increase the friendship base of the daughter or your girl because she's meeting new girls, new people, getting new ideas, new activities away from the 5 days a week school people.
So. I think that's fantastic. Mm. We've only got a couple of minutes left. Darren, what about the gang show?
I've got this lovely poster just in front of me and wish you could all see it, but I'll have to describe it for your listeners. We understand the gang show is making a comeback this year. Margot was promising everything in the world that it's going to make a comeback and after we missed it last year due to COVID. Margot, tell us lots more about the gang show that can't be described by me just showing this picture here to the listeners.
Well, Cumberland Gang Show has been for 50 years now entertaining and showing the people of Western Sydney what 160 youth and adults who are guides and scouts can actually do. So they have an amazing program of acting, drama, singing, and lots of music. You go away from a gang show, and there are eight of them in the July school holidays, eight different performances for the Cumberland. We're at Riverside Theatre, and you go away singing, tapping your feet, clicking your fingers, laughing, and it's a very memorable event.
I don't think many people would like that. That sounds like fun.
It sounds like fun.
I must say it's probably one of the best ways to look at
absolutely.
The trefoil-based organisation. And now looking at the Scouts, I'm looking at here and the Scouts have got their logo. Is that something like a trefoil or something like that? Do you know the name of that? Yeah, that's right. But it's really good to see that the youth come together in two casts. So there's the Gilbert and the Sullivan cast, and those who are part of it will know it well. And it's on from Friday the 2nd of July, 7:30 p.m. through to the Saturday 10th of July, 7:30 p.m. So you can book your tickets on 8839 3399 or go to the Riverside Theatre in Parramatta or riversideparramatta.com.au. Anything else about the gang show you want to promote, Margot?
Yes, it's quite a few people in our communities today who got their start at the gang show. So there's,
that's right. I remember we're talking to Robert Love here on Spotlight, a good friend of ours as well. And if you're down there, Robert, listening, hello. And I know you're telling us about a lot of people who got their start in gang show. And it also goes back to the idea of leadership in any activity, doesn't it?
That's right. And even in gang show, you're in patrols, you're in groups, which is looked after by an older scout or guide. So they become the patrol leader. So that's leadership skills for them to learn while they're in the gang show. They are then helped by lots of other leaders who are amazing with their dancing and singing and teach them most incredible
Now, one more thought I want to talk about, Margot, but before there, I'm just going to put Jim on the spot here because Jim's always good at saying yes to me here on Spotlight.
Well, I'm going to say yes straight away. Go on.
Done. Okay. So if you would like someone from either the cast there for the gang show to come into the studio.
Yes.
And if there's something that can be done, if it's singing, it'd have to be a cappella and meet COVID rules, or if it's stand-up comedy or whatever it is, if a small group can come in, we could probably fit four in here with you or somebody else. They're welcome to come in between now and the end of July to help promote and show what Gang Show is all about.
Great. That'd be wonderful.
Was that a yes, Jim?
That's done. Most definitely.
Very
now,
good.
Now, back to a final thought about the youth of Girl Guides. I understand that the incoming commissioner or new commissioner is someone of a younger generation than in the past.
Yes. So our new commissioner starting in a few days is Emily Milton-Smith. And she has gone right through the ranks of guiding, has had amazing jobs where she's been overseas for guiding, where she's been to many different camps overseas. She has a huge amount of background in guiding and also a younger person than we normally have had as our state commissioner. So something very unique.
We've come to the end of our time together and it's been an absolute delight to have you here, Margot. Thank you on behalf of Darren and myself and Spotlight for the work that you have done, can continue to do and hopefully for many years more to influence people's lives, to bring about a contribution to their lives to make a better world for all of us. Thanks for joining us here on Spotlight.
Thank you.
Alive 90.5.